Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in Masachet Gittin, Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet, in the middle of the sugya of freeing Avadim Knanim. We're going to pick up and repeat the statement that Rebbe made and analyze it. Amar Mar. Amar Lahem. This is going back to the story that we saw in the last podcast, which we read in the last podcast. That Rebbe had someone come to him and say, I have given up on my Eved. Omer ani ein lo takana al bishtar. The only way to solve this Eved's problem is to give him a get shichur. V'hatanya, however, in the previous bright, the Rebbe Omer ani af hu noten dmei atzmo v'yotze. Rebbe said that if somebody is makdish an Eved, the Eved can pay it by his own way out. It's like he's selling himself, which means that an Eved can be redeemed through money also. So what did Rebbe mean in that first case was the only takana he has, obikesov vishtar, means he has to do something. And here the money redeems him. And the only reason he was doing that was to demonstrate his opposition to the position expressed by Rabbi Shimon in the name of Rabbi Akiva. At the time, Rabbi Shimon, I might think that money might be a full redemption for a Shifcha Knanit, just like a Shtar Shichra certainly is a full redemption. Talmud Lomar, and he's going to invoke the Parsh of Shifcha Charufa, of a Shifcha, that it is a machloket about how to read this parsha, but if we read it about as an a Shifcha Knanit, who has not been fully freed, and then she's married to somebody, therefore if someone else has relations with her, he's not Chayav Mitah, because it's not full Kedushin, because there's Vahafdei Lo Niftata, she was not fully redeemed. What does that mean? The entire parsha is focused towards the idea that she's not fully freed. Lomar lacha, meaning shtar gomer ba ve'en kesef gomer ba. That only a shtar will fully free her and not kesef. What's the implication? Where is he getting this from? From the fact that the text does not say, lo nifdata, she wasn't redeemed. Implying that if she were redeemed by money, she'd be free. No, indeed, she has to have full chufsha, which is bishtar. That's Rabbi Shimon's approach. Now, Amarami bar Chama, Amar Nachman, halacha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Nachman says, we paskan like Rabbi Shimon, that you need to have a shtar. So we have a machloket between Amorae Eretz Yisrael and Amorae Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan versus Rav Nachman, whether or not halacha is like Rav Shimon. But let's see if Rav Nachman really said that. Ashkech Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'Rava Bar Shi'ilta, d'habe kaya pitcha d've tfila. So he found this Rava Bar Shi'ilta who was sitting in front of the shul, was standing in front of the shul. Amar le halacha o en halacha. Is the halacha like Rav Shimon or not? Amar le ani omer en halacha. I say, even though I'm a Talmud of Rav Nachman, that en halacha. But the rabbis who come from Mechuza, the students who come from Mechuza, quote Rabbi Zeira as saying that Rav Nachman said that halacha is like Rav Shimon. So when I came to Surah from Rav Chiya Bar Avin, and we told him, tell me exactly what happened, why they thought that halacha is like Rav Nachman. Amarli, he said, Dahi Amta, there was a slave girl. Dahave Mara Shchivmira, her master was dying. Atya Bachya Kame, she came and wept in front of him. Amrale ad Ema Tishtambed Vateza Lahiaita, how long are you going to keep me enslaved? In other words, she didn't want to be enslaved to his sons. Shakal Kumte Shadaba, he took his hat and he threw it at her. Amarla, he said to her, Zil Kani Havi Kani Nafshach, acquire this hat. And we assume now that this is a Kinyan Sudar, and acquire yourself along with it. In other words, he was giving her her freedom via this Kinyan. And now, if we say that halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that won't be very meaningful because you need a shtar. Atu the coming of Nachman, so they came to Rav Nachman to ask, the heirs came to ask whether or not they could hold on to the slave girl. Amaluhulu asavala klum, what your father did is nothing. Man dechaza sabar b'shem d'alachah Rav Shimon. Any onlooker thought that was because halacha is like Rav Shimon because you need a shtar. Velohi, but they were wrong. Why did he say he did nothing? Shum d'havig lekelav shel makna. There's a machloket in the fourth parak of Bava Metzia. When you make a kinyan sudar, the question is how to interpret na'alo in root parak dalid, whose shoe came off in that famous deal, which is the model for kinyan sudar. And we paskin kelav shel kone. That the acquirer has to use his own pen or handkerchief or hat or whatever it is for the Kinyan Sudar. And here it was Caleb Shalmakna. Here it was the one who was bequeathing who used his Kalim. So the reason that the woman wasn't freed was not because we pass on Kekub Shimon, you need Shtar, but rather because there was something faulty about the Kinyan itself. Rashwabar at Achitoi, Amarav Hamnuna, Savmish, Amarav Yitzchak Barshina, Amarav Huna, Amarav Hamnuna. So this goes back now to Rav Hamnuna, Halacha Kareb Shimon. But the Gemara says, Velohi, ain't Halacha Kareb Shimon. We don't pass Kareb Shimon, and Kesef does free an Evid Ivri and a Shifa Knanit fully, they don't need a shtar. They may parenthetically need a shtar to prove that they're free. That's separate, that's a shtar raya, but as far as a shtar shikra goes, they don't need. Amrav Zerah, Amrav Hanina, Amrav Ashi, Amrav Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Eved Shinasai Bat Chorin Bifnei Rabo. If a slave married a free girl in the presence of his master, Yatzal Chayrut, he's free, because the master would not let this happen unless the master had already freed him. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Kol Kach Yesh Biyadcha, you're quoting Rebbe saying such an extravagant statement? Vanishona, I have a brayta that says, Hakotev Shtar Erusin LeShifchato. Not only standing there, if he himself writes a Shtar Erusin on behalf of his Shifcha, Rameir Omer Mekudeshet, V'chavim Omeir Mekudeshet, with Machloket, whether or not she's Mekudeshet. And you're going to tell me that if the Eved marries a girl in the presence of the Rav, that automatically means that he's free? So the answer that we give here is Kedam Rabbah Rav Shila, as we'll see later on in a discussion about another activity that an Eved may do in the presence of his Rav that may indicate freedom. Ksherabo hiniach lo tefillin. When his master put the tefillin on him, didn't just watch him put on tefillin, put the tefillin on him, that indicates he's free. We're not talking about where the slave just married somebody in the presence of his master, but when the master married him off to a woman. I've been your master, now you're free, I'm marrying you off to this woman, then it indicates that he's really free. And since when is there something? De loma avid le isura. Viu avid isura. But how could you say that where in the case that we had the machloket or Meir Chachamim, where he wrote the Shtar Erusin, you're going to say, for his Eved, he's willing to violate, he won't violate the Nisur, which means if he marries the Eved off, obviously it means that he's free. But for himself, you're not sure if he writes a Shtar Erusin? And what's the case? The Amar Latsi Bovid Kachibo. He didn't write a Shtar Erusin for himself in the Machloket Omer Chachamim. Rather, he gave her a Shtar Erusin and said, go take this and be mit Kadesh with it. Rameir Savar Yesh Peloshon Azeh Loshon Shichur. Rameir says that implies that he's liberating her. He says, go have proper Kiddushin. Rabbanan Savar En Peloshon Azeh Loshon Shichur. It's not sufficient. It's not enough of a statement of emancipation to act on. And Rishuban Levi, Eved Shiniach Tfilin Mifnei Rabo. So now we get to the Tfilin. Rishuban Levi said, if a slave puts on Tfilin, which he's exempt from, and indicates some level of a free man, in the presence of his master, Yatzal Acherut. So, Meitive, Love, Amen, Rabo, if your master borrows money from the Eved, which is surely a tacit implication of freedom. Oshaso Rabo Petropo. So the master made the slave an executor on somebody's estate, on his own estate. Oshiniach Tfilin Ifner Rabo. He put on Tfilin in the presence of his Rav. Oshakarash Losha Psukim Medakanasin Ifner Rabo. He got an Aliyah and he read three Psukim, which an Eved couldn't certainly not do. And it was in the presence of his master and his master said nothing. None of that is a good enough proof of freedom. So how can you say if he puts on Tfilin in the presence of his master? So Amarabi, that's the answer we saw before. What we're talking about is when the master puts tefillin on him, then it's an indication of freedom. Just like when the master himself marries him off to a girl, then that's an indication of freedom. Now Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and brought this report in the name of Rav Yochanan, a highly contested report, as you will see. Mi shamar b'shat mitato. A fellow's on his deathbed and says, plonit shifchati al yishtabdu balachar moti. Plonit, who is my shifcha, I don't want them to enslave her after I die. Indicates that he's freeing her. However, remember what Amemar said. If you're mafkir your slave and then you die, the slave is stuck. So let's see how that plays out. Kofinat ha-yarshim v'chotvin la-get shichur. When he dies, they force the heirs to write her a get shichur, which means several things. It means that they can write her a get shichur, and they need to write her a get shichur. All right. Amur lefanav Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. So they said to Rabbi Yochanan, in this report of Rav Dimi, Rabbi, Iatam Odesh Banei Avadim, don't you agree that the master didn't say she's free. He just said they shouldn't work her too hard, which means that, you know, maybe they should let her have an easy life, but she's still a shifcha, which means her kids are still avadim. And that was the end of that discussion. Now, that was the end of Rav Dimi's report. Ki atar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda came from Eretz Israel. He reported something different Rabbi Yochanan's name, which doesn't have to be in conflict, but it might be. Misha marmashat mitato plonit shifchati korat ruach astali. He said, plonit, my shifcha made me feel very good. She made me comfortable. Astali, yasela korat ruach. Make her feel comfortable. I'm unclear what that means. They force the Yorshin to give her whatever it is she wants, even to the point of freedom. That's the implication. My time, a mitzvah the kaim divrei meit. Because there's a mitzvah to fulfill the dead man's wishes. We've seen that several times. A dying man's wishes. Amar Meimar. Now, Amemar had that famous statement that we saw earlier, and we're going to now test it. Hamafkir avdo, oto eved ein lo takana. If somebody's mafkir is eved, then the Eved has no way out, because there's no one now who can write a get shichur for him, because no one owns him. On the other hand, he can't change his status as being mutter b'vayt Yisrael without a get shichur. That's a member's position. Now, my time, a gufa lo kanilei, nobody owns his body. Yisura hu de'ika gabe, he's got an Yisur. Yisura lo matzi maknilei, nobody can give him can change that status, because there's no one around who owns him. So now, Amar Ravashi Lameimar, Rashi challenged him and said, Va'amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Ula quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Ravchia Baravin Amar Rav, so we have a quote both from Bavel and from Tveria. We saw that earlier, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Echad Vitzach Get Shichur, whether you're Mafia Yereved or Makdish Yereved, they go free and you need a Get Shichur, Mashma, that there's somebody who can do such a thing, can write such a Get Shichur. So Amar Le, he answered back, Tzarich Vein Lo Takana, you're right, he needs one, but you can't do it. In other words, he needs one doesn't indicate that's the next step. It means that's what's missing and can never be filled in because no one can write it. Ikadami, there's another version of the challenge. Amar Meimer, that Amar said, Mafkir avdo umet oto eved ein lo takana. If somebody's mafkir is a slave and then he dies, then there's no takana. My time, a gufa lo kanile. The body doesn't owned by anybody. Isur hu de ikagabe, all he's got is the isur. Isur libre lo morit. He can't bequeath that isur to his sons because that doesn't come along without having the ownership of the body, and the body has been hefker. Therefore, there's nobody who could free the slave so that he can now marry a bat Yisrael. That's a member's position. Good. Amar the Rav Ashi la Memer. So now in this other version, Rav Ashi challenged Amemer. Vahaki at Rav Dimi Rav Yochanan. We have the story that Rav Dimi came and told us that Rav Yochanan said, if a guy's on his deathbed and says, I don't want to be mishtabed, then they have to free her. So you see that somebody who is essentially mafkir, other people can write the get shichur, that piece then gets inherited. So his answer was to Rav Dimi ta'utahi. That report of Rav Dimi was in error. There's no way that Rav Yochanan said that. Amrle my ta'uta, so Rashi asked the member, what was the mistake? Delo amra beloshin shichur, because the master didn't say it in a verbiage that indicates liberation. All he said was al yishtab duba. So hamra beloshin shichur achinami. So that means that had he said it correctly, and he said, this slave girl, when I die, I want you to free her, then they would have to free her, and that would be legit. And you can't say it's a ta'ut, which means you see that if you're mafkir, your slave, and then you die, that's the heirs can write the get shichur, and that's okay. Amar le ana karav shmuel bar Yehuda sfirali. So Amemar said, you know what? I don't buy the report of Rav Dimi. I don't think Rav Yochanan ever said it. And I think, I believe it's like Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, in which the master was not mafkir at all, but he just directed his sons that they should liberate her, but she was fully owned by them. And that was because of mitzvah lekayim divrei meit. All right, so he didn't buy Rav Dimi's report at all. Now, Hahu diskuta da avdi, there was a group of avadim, the izdaban lovid kochavim, the whole bunch was sold to non-Jews, which you're not allowed to do, and they go free. Kalu marvata batroi. And the later owners let them go, or were gone. And now these guys had a problem, because they were owned officially by non-Jews, but they were quasi-Jews on their way to becoming free, and now they had nothing to change their status. Atu lekame de Ravina, they came to Ravina. Amarlo, he said to them, Zilu ahadru abnei marvata kamoi, go find your original Jewish masters. V'yichtivu lechu gita de chiruta, let them write you a get shichur, a gite shichur, and then you'll be able to marry. Amar Rabbanu Ravina. So the student said Ravina, Va'amar Memar Mafkar Avdo Meit Oto Eved Ein Lo Takana. But didn't Amemar say that if you're Mafkar, you're Eved, you can't fix them anymore? Which means these original Jewish masters who wrongly sold their slaves to the non-Jews cannot write the Get Shichur anymore. So Amarlehu Ana Krav Dimi Sfira Li. But I hold like Rav Dimi. Ravina's answer is, I hold like that report of Rav Dimi. It came Rav Yochanan. I don't reject it. I think it's correct. So I'm related, Rav Dimi Ta'utahi. So they said, well, wait a second. We already know that Rav Dimi's report is at least partially mistaken. So I'm related, my Ta'uta. What's the mistake? Lo Amar Baloshin Shichur? What? Because in that report, all he said was, Lo Yishtal Yishtab Duba, that they shouldn't work her too hard, and he should have said it a little differently. Good. Ha'amar Baloshin Shichur Achinami. So good. If they said it right, and here it's certainly going to be said right, then indeed, they can write a Get Shichur here. They sold them to Goyim. These guys come back to them. They can liberate them. Hilchatak Ravina. And Halacha indeed is like Ravina, that in such a case, the original Jewish masters can write the Get Shichur and free them. Now, that doesn't tell us whether we fully accept Rav Dimi. We seem to reject Rav Dimi's report as being at least partially in error because of the language attributed to the dying master. Hahu Avda de Vetre. There was a guy who was owned by two people. One of them was a nice guy, we assume, and he liberated his half. So the other guy said, you know, I know the halacha. We saw it's a Mishnah in Chagiga, it's called in Babatra, that if somebody is a half Eved, half Ben Chorin, they force the guy who owns the half Eved to free him, and I'm going to lose him. So what do you want to do? Azal Akne Livno Katan. He gave his half to his minor son. So they couldn't touch it. Shachar of Yosef Breidu Rava Lekamid Rav Papa. So Rav Yosef sent a message to Rav Papa. Shalach Leikasher Asa Kenye Aselo Gmulo Yashuv Lo Berosho. Sort of picked the line out of Alanisim about Haman. And they're going to do the back to him what he tried to do. Anan Kimlan Biyanuka De Mikara Data Legave Zuzi. We know that this kid or all kids, they really like, you know, money. A little bit of money will get them excited. We're going to set up an executor over the estate that will take care of this kid. We're going to put money in front of the kid, so the kid is going to be excited and say, I want the money. And then we'll write a get shichur for the other half, and that way we'll get this Eved free. Alright, good, that's a little story. Tanar Bonin. Ha'omer asiti ploni avdi ben chorin. If a man says, I made Ploni, my slave, into a Ben Chorin, Asui Ben Chorin, it works. Harehu Ben Chorin, behold, he's a Ben Chorin, he's a free man. Harehu Ben Chorin, it works. Esenu Ben Chorin, but what if he says, I will make him a Ben Chorin? Rebbe Omer Kana, Rebbe says, that's good. Chamomim Lo Kana, that's not good enough. You have to actually do it. Amar Yochanan Mechulan Mishtar, any of these things have to be done Mishtar. It's not enough to just say it. There has to be a Shtar that supports that statement. And it has to say in the shtar, Harehu ben Chorin, etc. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a parallel teaching. Ha'omer natati sadeh ploni the ploni. I gave a particular field to ploni. Netuna the ploni, it's given to ploni. Harei shalom, it's his. Harei shalom, that works. Et nana the ploni, I will give it to ploni. Rameir, Rameir, kana, chomim, lo kana. Say machlokot, Rameir playing the role that Rebbe played in the other braita. Reyochanan kula mishtar. Again, this doesn't mean you said it, it means you wrote it. We're not talking about a shechiv merah, it's a regular guy. Tanu Rabbanan, ha'omer asiti ploni avdi ben chorin, v'hu omer lo asani. Now, a guy says, I made ploni a ben chorin, and the Eved says, no, you didn't. Chashiran sheva zika lo ayde acher. So we're concerned that perhaps the master had a third party act on behalf of the Eved and was meshacher him. And as we saw in the Mishnah earlier in the first parak, you can do such a thing. It's zachin alam shalabafanav. Katavti v'natati lo, at least according to Chum. Katavti v'natati lo, but if you said, I wrote it and I gave it to him, v'omer lo katav v'natali, and the Eved says, I didn't get anything, then odat baldin kame edim dami. Then we have to accept the Eved's word that he never really got anything, because the master's claim is not that I did it, and therefore we maybe did it through somebody else. He said, I gave it to the Eved. The Eved says, I never got it. We have to accept that, and he is considered to be the baldin here. Ha'omer natati sadeh ploni the ploni. The same thing. If a guy says, I gave a field to somebody, from Erlona Tanli, says, no, you didn't give it to me. Chashirin shema zika lo ayde acher. Maybe it is his, because maybe he gave it through a third party. Katavti v'natati lo from Erlona katav lo natanli. If on the other end he says, I wrote and I gave it to him, and the other guy says, no, he did not, then odat bal din k'me'edim dami, then it doesn't belong to him at all, it stays with the first guy. Now, mi ochel perot, and this question assuredly goes back on the previous thing when we don't know what the status is of whether this field really did go through a third party or was not, so we don't know. Mi ochel perot, who eats the perot of the field in the meantime? The giver, because the chazak is, it still belongs to him. We don't know that it belongs to the intended recipient until he makes a good deal. He said, no, he put the perot in escrow. We'll let them sit until we could solve the case. And there's really no machloka between them. It depends if the recipient himself is there. In that case, we really put in escrow because we don't know what the story is. But if it's the son, if it's the father, then we let the giver keep the perot. If, on the other hand, it's the son, then we put an escrow because we really don't know. The father's not here to clarify what he meant by his denial. And therefore, the perot will stay in escrow until we can solve the case. Okay, we've gotten to the Mishnah, Daf Mem Amud Bet. We're going to see further issues of Tikkun HaOlam as relating to Avadim. We'll continue our next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.